From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The U.S. is steadily increasing pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. A Pentagon spokesman says U.S. warships and planes are being moved closer to Libya, with the White House saying that all options remain on the table, including the possibility of establishing a no-fly zone over Libya. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meeting with foreign ministers in Geneva, says the U.S. may send assistance teams to Libya's borders with Egypt and Tunisia to help with refugees fleeing the violence.
We are working with the United Nations, partners, allies, the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Red Crescent, and other NGOs to set up a robust humanitarian response to this crisis.
Clinton called on Gaddafi to step down, saying he has lost the legitimacy to govern. The State Department says it's urging the government of Oman to show restraint against protesters there. The Persian Gulf state is the latest Arab nation to be rocked by protest. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, Oman is ruled by a family dynasty.
Oman has been a longtime ally of the U.S. and is normally quiet. But the protests that have swept through the region have now hit the Persian Gulf state. Oman's leader, Sultan Qaboos bin Zayed, who has ruled for the past four decades, has tried to move quickly to tamp down the protests, ordering some 50,000 new state positions and replacing half a dozen cabinet members. But the protests continue to grow. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. is encouraging the Omani government to solve the problem peacefully.
We have been in touch with the government and encourage restraint and to resolve differences through dialogue.
A major protest has been called in Oman for this Friday. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The latest snapshot of personal incomes reveals a sharp increase in January, but as NPR's John Idsty reports, it was mostly due to the one-year payroll tax cut that began last month.
The tax cut reduces the Social Security payroll tax by 2 percentage points. For the typical family, it means an increase of $1,000 in take-home pay this year. The tax break was almost solely responsible for the 1% jump in incomes in January. Without it, incomes would have risen only 0.1%. The report from the Commerce Department also showed consumer spending up 0.2%. The big increase in income and restrained spending means that on average, Americans saved 5.8% of their income last month. That's more than double the rate in the free spending days before the recession. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.
The White House wants Congress to approve an overhaul of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac within the next 2 years. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is set to present that recommendation when he addresses the House Financial Services Committee Tuesday. Geithner says the timing of the overhaul is key. Acting too quickly could destabilize the housing market, he says, and acting too slowly could increase uncertainty in financial markets. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 95 points to 12,226. This is NPR News. Federal investigators Monday arrested a Dallas man and two others in connection with the shooting death of a U.S. immigration agent in Mexico February 15th. Federal officials say they traced the gun used in the killing to the Dallas area man and two other suspected gun smugglers. Officials raided locations in Lancaster, Texas, just south of Dallas. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent Jaime Zapata was killed at a roadblock in the central Mexican state of San Luis Potosi. Another agent was wounded in the attack. Jane Russell, the actress whose movie career was launched by industrialist Howard Hughes, has died in California. She was 89 years old, and NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Jane Russell became a national sex symbol soon after Hughes produced her in his 1943 Western, The Outlaw. The film provoked one of the biggest censorship fights in Hollywood history as Hughes battled to keep cleavage-bearing shots of Russell in his movie. After a string of Westerns, Russell made Gentlemen Prefer Blondes with co-star Marilyn Monroe.
We're just two little girls from Little Rock. We lived on the wrong side of the tracks.
In the 70s and 80s, she became famous as the spokeswoman for Playtex bras. Jane Russell died on Monday, surrounded by her family in Santa Maria, California. A memorial service is planned in March. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Officials in New Zealand fear the final death toll in the earthquake there could reach 240. As of now, 154 bodies have been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Police Superintendent Dave Cliff says there are still a substantial number of people missing 1 week after the quake devastated the area. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
Support